From NewCanaanite.com, here's Michael Dinan in 0684 Radio.
Thank you, John Walsh from New Canaan's VoiceOver Walsh, for that introduction. This week we talked to New Canaan Care's Executive Director Judy Phillips and New Canaan Police School Resource Officer Jeff Deek about substances now accessible to local kids and their effect on youth. Please also note that Jeff Deek and Yale School of Medicine Research Assistant Tricia Dahl are speaking during a program to be held at 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 19th in the Sachs Middle School Auditorium. It's designed for middle and high school families, and students are invited and encouraged to attend. This podcast will appear in the Thursday, January 19th newsletter. I spoke to Judy and Jeff on Tuesday. Here's our interview. Thank you, Judy and Jeff, for joining me today to talk about substances that are accessible to New Canaan children and their effects on young people. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to have the conversation, Mike.
Agreed, Mike. Thanks so much for having us here.
Well, I know that on Thursday night, Jeff, you will be joining a research assistant from Yale School of Medicine to talk about this topic at a New Canaan Cares event, and we'll get into that. But before we do, could I ask each of you to just introduce yourselves to our listeners? Judy, if you could talk about the work of NC Cares, and Jeff, if you could talk to us about what you do as a police officer in our public schools.
Absolutely. We've been here in New Canaan for over 40 years, and our focus is on empowering youth and strengthening families and building New Canaan as a stronger community. As part of that, we run the Local Prevention Council, which is aimed at educating youth and families about substance use and misuse and their consequences.
Thank you.
My name is Officer Jeff Deek. I am currently the New Canaan High School School Resource Officer. And throughout the day as a resource officer, there's lots of different issues that I'm involved in. I'm involved in the ever-changing environment that we're seeing, you know, with the legalization of marijuana, along with the targeting the youth with vapes and the alcohol consumption. So there's a lot that goes into each day, and every day seems to be a little bit different.
You mentioned, Jeff, the recent change with last week's legalization of the sale of marijuana in Connecticut for recreational adult use, in addition to the existing medical use. And I want to ask you specifically, Judy, though it may be too soon to say for sure just what this means for children and parents in the community, how do you see New Canaan Care's role in addressing this?
So our role, both as New Canaan Cares and the Local Prevention Council, is making sure that our parents and our youth are educated about what the current state of affairs is with marijuana. It is much more potent than it used to be. Our biggest concern is that it's going to be in people's homes and accessible to our youth, and just making sure that parents are aware of what that looks like. It's now going to be more socially acceptable for adults to be using marijuana openly, and our concern is making certain that the message is conveyed to our youth that that does not make it socially acceptable to them as well.
Jeff, you had mentioned vapes as well as alcohol. Now we have marijuana introduced. Could you kind of give us a general picture, not focusing on marijuana specifically, but what are youth in New Canaan and parents and families in New Canaan already sort of up against with the accessibility of these substances to young people?
That's a great question, Mike. You know, these youth are exposed to so much right now, and specifically some of these big tobacco companies are targeting these youth. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't hold some responsibility in this, the youth themselves. However, it's really difficult when you have products now that are specifically targeted for youth in terms of all these different kinds of vaporizers that are on the scene, or these e-cigarettes. They come in disposables. They come in all different types of sizes, and there's different levels of nicotine use. Now we're also seeing nicotine pouches that kids are using, much like tobacco in tins that they would tuck in their lip. But now with this legalization of marijuana, it just adds an extra layer, and it adds an extra layer because when you decriminalize it and you make things legal, what it does to some of these youths, it changes their mindset. And they go, well, it can't be that bad. They made it legal. And that's some of the biggest struggles that we're seeing here now already within, you know, the last week or so. Just that response that some of the kids are saying. So I think one of the keys to this is, like Judy said, the prevention and the education piece behind it, and just giving the parents enough information so that they could parent their own child and understand the harm that is going on with the youths.
What are some of the misunderstandings, or what are some of the ideas that parents may have in the community with respect to, for example, alcohol or tobacco?
I think there are several things that parents have misperceptions about. One is that our kids don't vape. That's simply not true. Vaping is a lot more prevalent in our community than people realize. It's so easy for our kids to hide their use of vapes.
Right.
The companies have just made it so easy, and they're disposable. And as Jeff can tell you, the products that you find are kind of mind-blowing. They look like everyday USB ports and things like that that we would absolutely never know. The other misperception that we hear is, well, we all did it as a kid, and we're all fine.
Right.
And it's different. It's so different from when parents today were youth, that we really just need to raise awareness that it's not okay. I think one of the other big things that people are kind of misled about is kids now are not necessarily just drinking one or two drinks. One of the biggest problems that we're seeing is binge drinking.
Yeah.
So it's killing kids' livers at young ages, and it's happening more and more. And one of the other things and points I want to make about vaping is it's not the stereotypical quote-unquote bad kid. Our athletes are vaping. The high academic achievers are vaping. It cuts across all demographics with our youth. So, yes, it could be your kid.
And I think, again, with these misconceptions is these vapes, like I said before, are being targeted to our kids. And they're being targeted to our kids with wonderful tastes and smell. And the scary part about e-cigarettes and vaporizers is this. It's introducing this e-juice to people that would never try traditional smoking.
Right.
And that's the hard part. Like Judy said, it's not just the kids in the corner. It's your athletes. It's your top of your class kids because of the addictive nature in these products. And so now you add this next layer of, you know, the legalization of marijuana, the recreational use of marijuana. That's just going to add another layer to these kids. Oh, and by the way, this THC oil that you can now vape with the e-juice and mix the two together, it makes it that much easier for these kids to do it and not be noticed. Like Judy said, the products back in the day are not the same products now. We're seeing THC levels in some of the marijuana that's being sold at three times the limit than it was back several years ago. And that's dangerous because there is an addictive side of marijuana that people don't want to talk about. Because for so many years they said, well, marijuana is not addictive. We now know with the different levels of marijuana that that's simply not true. And there's data to back that up. And I'm sure that we'll be discussing more of this on Thursday.
Well, let's talk about Thursday. So at 7 p.m. in the Sachs Middle School auditorium, there's an event titled Kids Menu, The Substances Available to Our Kids These Days and the Effects on Their Lives. We'll include a link in the text that goes with this podcast for people to register. Talk to me about what attendees could expect to learn there.
One part of it, as you said, we do have a Yale researcher, Tricia Dahl, who will be joining us Thursday evening, who will be giving the data and the science and what this does to an adolescent's non-developed brain at this point.
Right.
But I think one of the most interesting parts of this is Jeff's going to be sharing real-world experience on what's going on in New Canaan.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Tricia will be talking about the science and the data behind all this stuff that's going on, how it's impacting our youth. And I'll be talking a much more casual type of question to answer type thing, because what I've learned in years past was the parents know that there's inherent danger in these products. They know that their kids can get hooked. But what they really want to know, they want to know the personal stories, and they want to know what I've seen in the schools and outside the schools along with some personal stories of a father of three boys. So I think that's it's really important for them to understand that I am in the middle of the same stuff and the struggles that they're going through, and I could maybe add a little light to some of that with an open and honest conversation piece to it.
And I would just make a note here that the program is intended for middle and high school families and that students are invited and encouraged to attend. Judy and Jeff, before I let you get back to it, is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners about your respective organizations or positions or about this topic we've been discussing today?
There are resources on the New Canaan Cares website regarding vaping and parent tools. There will be a parent, we're calling it a RAC card, that will be passed out that will give you very hands-on information on what you as a parent can do. And I do encourage you, if you have questions, to please contact us at caresinfo@newcanaancares.org for more information. We are more than happy to sit down with smaller groups of people as well to have these conversations where you can dive a little more in depth with your questions and not necessarily in a larger group program setting.
Okay.
Yeah, I think my advice as not only a father, but a police officer that has seen quite a bit of stuff in the schools, I would suggest to the parents that they communicate with their child. If they can communicate calmly and understandingly with their child, get an idea of what they're going through and the pressures that they're seeing within the schools.
And I'm just going to add, thank you for bringing up the point about having conversations with your children, Jeff. It's never too early. The younger you start having these conversations with your children, the better. That way it normalizes the topic in your family and doesn't make talking about these topics taboo.
Well, thank you so much for that, both of you. Thank you for your time today and for everything you're doing on behalf of the community. And I look forward to seeing you on Thursday night.
Thanks so much, Mike. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
This podcast has been edited for length. Thank you for joining us for this week's installment of 0684 Radio. And please join us for our next Thursday broadcast. Until then, here's my brother Terry playing us out.